Good morning. The latest storm to hit New England very hard over the weekend continues to intensify over the Canadian Maritimes, drawing in strong, gusty winds and frigid cold air. Most locations across interior New York and New England have dropped down to between 5 and 15 below zero, with wind chill values as low as 40 below zero this morning. Skies have cleared out, and we will enjoy a good amount of sunshine today, but it will do little to help the temperatures recover. Most locations will get above zero, but not by much, with most everyone averaging between 5 and 10 above by the middle of the afternoon. And while the wind will relax a little bit today, still strong and gusty at times, producing wind chills between 10 and 30 below. Skies will be clear this evening, and the wind will die out. Temperatures will go right back below zero. Clouds will move in, though, as we track a storm system in our direction from the mid-south. As those clouds enter the picture, readings will start to climb overnight and towards sunrise as low pressure works its way through the Tennessee and Ohio valleys toward the mid-Atlantic coast. Some light snow is possible in the central and southern Catskills across the mid-Hudson Valley and southern New England by sunrise tomorrow. The storm system will be just far enough to the south and east of us that most of us will escape moderate snowfall, so mainly on the light side with the snow tomorrow, especially in the morning, with most everyone getting a dusting up to a couple of inches by the end of the day. High temperatures on Tuesday will be back into the middle and upper teens. A trough of low pressure will swing through on Wednesday with more snow showers or even a round of light snow, with another dusting possible up to a couple of inches, with highs back into the upper teens. Behind that system, more Arctic cold will spill in for the day on Thursday. Windy and frigid again, with scattered snow showers between 5 and 10 above, and a mix of sun and clouds and very cold on Friday, with highs once again only near 10 above zero. Overnight lows later in the week will go well below zero again. Another storm system heading toward us for the weekend will bring temperatures back up into the 20s, although we'll introduce the chance of snow again by Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a major winter storm affecting a large part of the south-central United States as a surface low tracks across the deep south. A wide swath of moderate to heavy snow is expected from eastern Kansas and extending all the way to the mid-Atlantic coast. Winter storm warnings have been issued from the Ozarks to the mid-Mississippi Valley, across the Tennessee and Ohio valleys, the Appalachians to the mid-Atlantic. Snowfall amounts of 6 to 12 inches are likely for many of these locations. Farther to the south, from Oklahoma to the Carolinas, a warm layer aloft over sub-freezing temperatures near the surface is expected to result in widespread sleet and freezing rain, causing hazardous travel. Showers and thunderstorms are expected from eastern Texas to the South Carolina coast, where much warmer temperatures are expected in the warm sector of this storm. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Fort Wayne, Indiana, at 3:54 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Williams Field in Antarctica at 12:55 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies, 20 below zero, and a north-northwest wind at 101 miles per hour, gusting to 114 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 7 below zero, the dew point 19 below, 55% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 20 miles per hour gusting to 26, bringing the wind chill down to 31 below. The barometer at 30.16 inches and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Saugus, California, to a low of 31 below zero at Baraga Plains, Michigan, and Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, breezy, and cold in the upper teens, Boston, sunny, breezy, and cold in the mid-teens, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and cold with highs near 5 above. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 17 degrees, the low 5 below zero, the average temperature 6, that's 20 degrees below average. There was 15 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, amounting to 4.6 inches of snow in Albany, 28.8 inches now for the month, which is 21.9 inches above average. and 68.8 inches for the season, which is 27.8 inches above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees. The average low, 17. The record high, 61, set in 2006, and the record low, 20 below, in 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:28 p.m. 10 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, breezy, and bitter cold today, 0 to 10 above. Wind chill values as low as 40 below. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds later on, 5 to 15 below, but as low as 30 below in the mountain valleys. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, very cold today, with highs in the lower to middle teens and wind chill values as low as 20 below. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of light snow by sunrise, 0 to 5 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny, breezy, and bitter cold today with highs 5 to 10 above. Wind chill values as low as 40 below. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the lower teens and wind chill values as low as 30 below. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of light snow by sunrise, lows near zero. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny, breezy, and bitter cold today with highs 5 to 10 above. Wind chill values as low as 30 below. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow, snow showers around with highs in the upper teens, snow showers on Wednesday in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy, windy, and very cold with snow showers Thursday, 5 to 10 above. Near 10 above for a high with a mix of sun and clouds Friday. Increasing clouds Saturday back into the 20s and upper 20s with a chance of snow on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.